session minutes for January 12th, January 13th, and January 5th. Do we know why these were not in the envelope?
You've got those dates down. I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion to approve regular session minutes January 5th, January 12th, January 13th, and executive session minutes January 5th, January 12th, January
13th. Did I say with corrections? Can I amend my motion to say with corrections?
And I'll second that.
And with corrections. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is road and bridge updates.
Morning, gentlemen. I've got several items here to talk about. First item on there, I have canceled original order with our salt supplier, Bingham Sand and Gravel, and went to our second supplier because we weren't getting our salt order filled. As of today, I think we just lacked two loads of the 20 loads that I ordered through the secondary company up to filling that order, so we should be pretty good shape for as far as salt supply. A couple of our ongoing projects, Bear Creek Road, were basically completed except for the surfacing, which will happen when warm weather comes, and I've got to still put in some guardrail section up there along the creek on that road. The majority of the turnarounds that we were working on are all complete except one. We're still waiting on an additional easement to get that one completed. So. I've got a road that we're kind of filling in working on called Eagle Ridge Road. It's in the Pro Tem area. It's one that we had taken in 06, and we haven't really been able to do much to it. The residents on there requested a little bit of work on it, so we're doing a little bit of brush work, ditch work, that type of thing, trying to get drainage fixed up and removing what trees are on the right-of-way there on that road. I also have a low-water slab to redo on that road. We've got one of them completed, but there's two there, and I need to finish one more yet. So we're kind of using that as some fill-in work as we're doing our chip seal prep.
What's the mileage on that? That's a long road, isn't it, Randy?
Well, the road is 2 mile long in length, but we're going to work on the first mile of it this year, and we're going to kind of phase that in next couple of years. We don't have the time to work on the entire road. The second half of the road is actually better shaped than the first half. The first half has got most of the drainage and the brush problems, so we're going to work on that section as we have time. Other work that the guys are doing right now is grading when they can and brush work, getting ready for chip seal for this next summer. And I do have 2015 chip seal list to give you guys that we're proposing to do this year. As far as our chip seal this coming year, we've got about 58 or 59 miles, somewhere in that range. That's about what we've got budgeted for road oil. Hopefully we can get that much accomplished, and that may vary depending on if they can get them all patched. Some of these roads are hot mix surface type roads that we're trying to catch up on a few of these roads. Just trying to put a resurface on them just to keep them pretty decent shape. So.
Randy, these chip seal dates, are these when was the last time they were done?
Yeah, a lot of these were 08. Some of these hot mix roads have like a 98 date. That's the best guess that we had when they were actually overlaid, whether they were done through a sewer project. A lot of those areas got done that way. Some of them, we done subdivisions back at that time frame. It's coming time to do something with the road, and with the budget, it costs quite a bit to overlay that amount of hot mix road, so we've been chip sealing, trying to prolong them and give them a little extra life. And we've grouped these on this list by snow routes, and it makes it easier for the guys. We're basically, our plan is to kind of start in the northwest part of the county, work our way across the north side of Taney County to Bradleyville, then to Pro Tem, Cedar Creek, then back to Forsyth, Kirbyville, and end up in the southwest part of the county.
And the snow routes, W is the west, E is the east, and then MB, is that Mount Branson?
That would be, okay. That's how they're designated, Mount Branson.
Okay.
And it made it easier for guys when we group them. That's the roads kind of in that vicinity. And so when they go in there doing prep work, brush work, ditch cleaning, they can get all them that's on the list within that area, and they're not jumping one end of the county to the other. They pretty well work in an area, then move to another small area. So that it may work a lot easier for them and more cost effective.
Sure. Thank you.
Mount Branson shop, the new building, they're erecting the steel on it. They're proposed by the end of January to pretty much have it dried in. That's kind of the target right now, and that's if the weather holds and stays fairly warm, they should be able to get it dried in at that time. One of the under projects, I got Brace Hill Road. This is a road that through the transportation board, they brought up this basic intersection, M Highway and Brace Hill, just east of the Hilton area and going toward Cedar Creek. The Forsyth School District runs buses through here, and they'd asked if we'd do something with this intersection. They have a lot of trouble. It's an incline coming out, and it's got a short sight distance. I've had MoDOT look at this and working with them to see if we can widen our road here or look at the possibility, but get with this landowner possibly maybe relocating that, trying to get a safer side distance for that road, whichever is the easiest possibility. I'm not sure what the homeowner will be willing to do there. Right now, they will allow us to widen it, but what I need to do now is, if we can work on that, is do a site survey of that intersection in a ways down Brace Hill. And part of this, just to find out what our right-of-way is, so if we have to acquire additional right-of-way, we already have a description and stuff down. So. What I've got listed there is Bee Creek, and I think Brad Albritton brought this to you on the bank stabilization on Bee Creek Sewer, and this is in the Cozy Cove area of them condos. They need to, or they're wanting us to help them put in some riprap material in a section along the creek there to try to stabilize the foot of the bank there to keep it from eroding any more than it is right now. So I met with Brad and Spencer Jones on site to look at this, and anyway, I wanted to bring it up to you guys. If is that something that we can help you help them with? They have the money to appropriate for that. They just don't have the equipment, and it's one of the projects that it's going to take a couple of excavators to place what we call about 2 foot size rock along one side of the creek at the bank, you know, the foot of the bank there that's eroding away.
Are you going to be able to do that without interfering with your other projects, or is that going to be a wintertime work or
it,
what?
Right now would be the best time to do it rather than wait until summertime. I'm anticipating about 5 men to be able to put on this and a couple operators. It's going to take a couple excavators and a couple of dump trucks. Basically, we're estimating somewhere around 2.5 to 3 weeks, maybe, if weather holds and the creek doesn't get up, we should be able to do this. They've estimated around 400, ballpark 400 cubic yards of the riprap material to be able to put in there. It's about a 6 foot wide, 3 foot high berm they want to put at the foot of the bank, and just to keep the bank from eroding out the Cozy Cove residence there, whoever's over that will have to take care of the rest of that. But this is just to stabilize the foot of it, to keep it from eroding anymore. That's where it's undercutting and the bank's just sloughing off. So.
Did you see anything in their budget for that? I didn't.
Brad said he had budgeted around $75,000, which
yeah.
I think was more than that.
I do remember that. Which is you think it will be more than that?
No.
Oh.
I looked at it, and basically I'm thinking we're going to be able to about the $50,000 range, $45,000 to $50,000. I think we'll pretty much cover this. And that's going by our bid price for material and our labor, what I'm anticipating it would take.
I'm pretty sure it was in that bottom sheet.
Bottom part of that.
Yeah.
I think he said he's brought this up to you.
It's been an issue for about a year and a half now,
hasn't
it? Yeah. It may have been long. I know
I know they've been working on it.
He's been working on it a long time. They've acquired all the permits and everything. It takes a while getting the permits in place.
I don't have any problem with you doing it, but doing it at
well, that's
road and bridge.
I mean, it's got a timeline.
I mean,
it's got a pretty lengthy timeline to be able to do this, so I won't, that's one thing I will express to them. I don't want it to interfere with our work, you know, so we'll try to work this in.
My concern would be that if we have a contractor do it, anything that goes wrong and or could go wrong, the liability lays within their construction contract, whereas the county works with the sewer district, then if there's something goes wrong, we just have to go back in and fix it. We're talking about water, force of water, I don't know, where it's eating that bank out. To use our workforce is going to save them a considerable amount of money, I know that, but
liability issue for our road and bridge department, I don't know. We may have to check with Brad on that part of it. I don't have any problem with it, but I'd like to know what the coverage is.
Okay.
Liability coverage.
Frank,
well, right now, time frame, if weather stays good, I was thinking some in February, trying to do that in February, and then that still leaves us ample enough time to still do a lot of our prep work and be done way before patch season starts and seal season. So, 'cause I won't have the people at that time.
I'd probably just take it to Nikki and have her go to Frank and let Frank and Brad iron it out. And
okay.
Get his opinion.
A couple of roads I'm considering looking at that we need to do some overlay on. Animal Safari, we need to do something with that road this year. And the three-lane section of Buena Vista there, right by Table Rock, that section up to about the RV park. We can chip seal the rest of it, but that section we need to probably look at overlaying and redoing.
Was that on your...
That's on his list.
It says on your list, isn't it?
Well, now part of that on there is the Buena Vista is fairly long road, goes back in there. Now that part we're going to chip seal. But it's the main section out where businesses and that industrial park, that part I wanted to overlay where it's real wide up to the underground area.
So you've got Buena Vista Road hot mix.
Right, because part of that back in there is hot mix, but it's a lot less traffic, a lot less travel.
I'm doing this. It's already on your list, though, right?
The equipment we sold on Purple Wave, we sold two dump trucks, a one-ton sign truck that we had, and a power broom and a backhoe, and they brought in $66,500.
You actually said the one-ton, didn't you?
Yeah, that we've already replaced that vehicle with the new one. What I'd like to do is I'm trying to get some specs together. I've talked with the supervisors and some of the mechanics and even a few of the road guys trying to replace what we're thinking about replacing these Ford 550s with. And what we're thinking about is similar to the truck they brought to the snow rodeo, that Peterbilt, only the size bigger than that one, where so I can get the air brake system on it, which would be the equivalent to a 330 model. And I have a...
Are the 550s, and I know they're problematic, and...
We're having a lot of problems, and I'd like to phase them out if we can get something reasonable that will fulfill the...
So what is the need? Is the need that size, smaller or bigger?
I'd like to go just a little bigger. One of the issues, I think they're overloading these. So basically stepping up to an actual two-ton truck, similar to our single axles, trying to keep it as short as possible.
putting a flatbed on it and making it more a utility type vehicle. It'll have a dump bed on it. We're going to put a plow, and I want to check on bidding out the option for also putting a spreader and everything. We do have the small spreaders, and we're going to see how long we've had some of those. One of them's brand new. We're going to keep it that we just put on Buchanan shop. We also already have one that we use in a single axle truck that will fit on this if we buy this size truck. So we've got two of them pretty well covered. The rest of them we'll probably sell right with the 550s when we get rid of them. So. I have no idea estimate cost right now, but I'm thinking they're going to be somewhere in $70,000, $75,000, somewhere in that range maybe. And that's just a guess right now until I get some ideas. Yeah. The other item I'd like to find out cost on to see if we can go out for bid would be a smaller excavator. And this is similar to the size we use when we demolished the office building over here. It's about an 8-9 ton size excavator. Basically, it's something that you can clean ditches staying in one lane of the road, and we're not shutting down the entire road and having to move all the time while we're just doing maintenance work, ditch cleaning. And I want to put a smooth bucket type deal on it. There's other attachments that can go on this type machine, but it's something that they can move around with just a dump truck and a trailer, and they don't have to have a big old boy semi type thing to move. I think it would be more universal, more useful in some of these subdivisions and areas doing maintenance. I've got one bigger unit that I can use in the more rural area where you don't have so much traffic. But a lot of these roads that get on, they go to using this. They're doing more moving than they are actual working. So.
You got this equipment covered in your budget, all of it, or
should be pretty close.
Okay.
I'd like to get two of these if we think we can fit it in this year's budget, and that way we can keep moving. The culverts and the road signs are actually out for bid, and also the transfer station tipping is out there for bid. That's one of the things. If you had any questions about bid, the reason I had Ron here,
yeah,
because
three a week. Thank you.
Well,
keeps busy. It's job security.
Yeah, I love it.
We got several others that's coming up fairly quick too. Others are just annual or aggregate asphalt and all that. So I'll keep him busy. The Moore Bend, we had some people come in for the Moore Bend area and brought a petition for that Moore Bend Park down there where the boat launch. The petition, you guys. I did contact Arkansas Fish and Game. I didn't get much answer from the gentleman I talked to. He was going to get back with me. They haven't got back with me today, but I have talked with Bruce Caldwell with the Corps of Engineers, and basically, if their take on that, they're not going to maintain it or anything. I mean, they're basically, they don't want to do anything with it, but they're fine if we want to take over and help out or do anything. All we'd have to do is, you guys would have to present them what we want to do, if anything, with it, and they would be okay with getting us permits or whatever we need or whatever we want to do there. But I don't think we're going to get any extra funding or help with it from either one. So I didn't know what you want to do at this point.
I was actually going to take that to the park board, see if they would be interested in trying to do something with that. I haven't personally went down and looked at it. It'll have to be done when the water's down.
Right. Well, one of the main concerns of a couple of the residents I talked to is, When the lake gets to, Bull Shoals gets to 659, the existing boat launch is basically underwater and the entire ramp. And So that was one of the issues they were having. And the ground flattens off fairly much from that point for quite a distance. So I don't know if that grade would be even optimal for just extending the ramp or not.
That's something we'd
have to look at.
The commission might go down and look at that and see if there's anything we could help them out with down there. I don't know. It's one of those issues where we had people at one time that didn't want anything done that was in direct conflict with the neighborhood, and now I think those people have moved out. Now they've presented the petition, so it's kind of been a change of attitude. At one time, the Taney County Park Board was going to get involved and fix the road up nice down there and have a to where they could get in and all that, but they had a large group come in defiance of that. They didn't want us in there. But I think the neighbors have moved out, and I know they presented the petition, so I would like for the commission, or at least a couple of us, or however you guys want to do it, just schedule it and go down and look it over sometime.
We will have bridge inspections coming up this year, and also have Jason Civils with Great River here. I've been wanting to have him come and discuss the BRO funding program and what we have with MoDOT, what our soft match is and our other funding, to see if the possibility we can get a bridge project going at some point in time. And it's something that I don't really understand how that works, but he pretty much can help us explain that. So I know I've got one big major structure I'd like to be able to do something on some point in time in the next couple of years, if at all possible. And one that a school bus crosses, and one that floods frequently, and that's the Round Mountain low water structure, and it is on the transportation board's one of their priority lists, one of their projects on it. So if that may be a possibility.
I would think that it and the basically probably the Coon Creek structure there at the Hollister and Coon Creek would be another that would be.
It's another heavy travel.
Heavy travel area.
At the Land of Honey?
Huh?
Yeah. At the Land of Honey?
Yeah.
But anyway, those are two that could be considered. There might be others that we might want to visit about and see, but those are two that have been on the priority list for some time.
But anyway, if Jason would, I'd like for him to kind of explain a little bit of this, and I know he can explain this better than I can. So,
apologize, I got a little bit of scratchy throat this morning. My name's Jason from the Great River, and we'll pass a couple things out here real quick before we get started. I think I'm going to have copies. Hard. Set these down over there if you don't mind. Been with Great River for 8 years now. One of the four principals. Specialized in bridge projects specifically. I remember Roger, you record everything, so I'll make sure. I hope I'm within reach of the mic there. But basically what I've done is I've looked at your current allocation, your current BRO balance, and your current soft match credit. The BRO program is a federally funded program. It's basically your portion of the gasoline tax, the federal gasoline tax. Comes back, goes to the state. The state takes their cut of it, and then they have to pass on a certain percentage. I think it's 12.5% down to the counties. They distribute it to the counties so they see fit. The method that MoDOT uses is your square footage of deficient bridge deck versus the square footage of deficient bridge deck in the entire state. That percentage times the total number, which is about $20 million per year, gives you your yearly allocation, which for Taney County right now is $135,660.71. After the bridge inspections, they will recalculate that, and it may change some. Give you an idea of where you stand versus other counties. Carroll County, Missouri is a pretty rural place. They get $750,000 a year because they have a lot of bridges. Dent County is about $6,000 a year, so you're kind of in the middle. Probably the average is around $130,000, $150,000. So you're right around the average county. The way that the program works is it's an 80-20 program, i.e. 80% of the funds needed to replace a bridge. Let's say a bridge cost $1 million. 80% of that comes from the BRO directly. That would be $800,000. The remaining $200,000 is to be made up through a combination of local cash, in-kind labor, or what they call soft match will allow you to unlock that. And soft match is kind of a fictional money with some real value, but you can't go to the bank and cash it out tomorrow. You have to use it in accordance with the BRO. And the way that it works is if I want to do a $1 million project, I would need the first $800,000 standard BRO dollars. The remaining $200,000, for every dollar soft match that I have, I unlock one more dollar BRO. So if I want to do that $1 million project, I would do $800,000 to the standard BRO. I do an additional $200,000 and an additional $200,000 in soft match. Real money or money that comes out of the county's bank account would be $0. You'd do a $1 million project. That's kind of how it works. Taney County, it's been a number of years, I want to say close to 10 years since I've done a BRO. They were quite a ways in the hole for a long time, going back as far as I think it was Dan Ratterman was the
was I think the county. Last BRO project was the Bear Creek Bridge that replaced the barrel slab, I believe.
Yes.
It was that structure there.
And in the meantime, you've done some projects where you've gotten the soft match credit. The way you get soft match credit is you go out to a deficient bridge or a low water slab right now. You build a sufficient bridge or a bridge that MoDOT says is in good condition, and they give you 80% of what you spend on it back in soft match credit. So you spend $100,000, you turn in your receipts, the paperwork, you get $80,000 back in soft match credit. The county's current balance of BRO is $31,238.91. Current soft match credit is $438,221.04. Now, what you can do with your soft match, you can sell it, which is sometimes it can be a flooded market because Greene County often sells theirs for cash, i.e., I will give you $1 soft match for 50 cents of real cash. And then they can use it on their road and bridge, whatever they want. They buy chip and seal with it, stuff like that. But they usually sell about $1 million a year. They kind of flood the market with that. Or you can trade it for BRO dollars. Typically, it's a 2-to-1 trade. I will trade you $1 soft match. You give me 50 cents worth of BRO back. One of the things I'd like to present today is Schuyler County, which is up in the northern part of the, it's up in the Macon district. They have made an offer to you. They need $75,000 worth of soft match funds to complete a project. They are offering $75,000 of BRO funds, so this is a 1-to-1 trade. Typically, it's a 2 soft match for 1 BRO. This is a 1 soft match for 1 BRO. So it's a really good deal for Taney County. If we were to execute that trade, you can see on your spreadsheet after the trade, you'd have $106,000 in your BRO. You'd have $36,000 in your soft match. Now, MoDOT pretty well lets you go 3 years into the hole without any qualms or even complaints. That brings your available soft match up to available BRO credit up to $513,000. Again, your soft match still staying at $363,000. If we were to trade, let's say $200,000 remaining of that for $100,000 in BRO, which would be a standard 2-to-1 trade, you'd end up with around $613,000 in BRO, $163,000 in soft match, and you could basically pay for $600,000 worth of bridge improvements with no money out of pocket. Now, MoDOT will allow you to go 3 years in the hole, which sounds incredibly negative at first. And on its surface, it's a hang-up for some counties. The way the program works is if the federal highway cancels it tomorrow, then MoDOT has a spreadsheet going, and they've got their total balance like $80 million or $40 million today. They write a check to Federal Highway for whatever that total balance is. That total balance accounts for both the positives and the negatives. So let's take Christian County is positive $600,000 right now. If you went negative $600,000 and they cancel the program tomorrow, they thank Christian County for their good stewardship, take their money, pay off your balance, and go on. And they have it in writing in MoDOT's manual that if you have a negative balance and the program goes away, you do not owe that money back. So it's very important to recognize that, yes, on its surface, operating with a negative balance does sound like a bad thing, but if the program were to go away tomorrow, it's really not that bad of a deal. It's like, kind of like a credit card that somebody else makes a payment on every year, but if they ever cancel your credit card, they just pay off the debt. To give you an idea, the Round Mountain Road project, we looked it in a number of years back with Castle Rock. Was a developer that was wanting to go in there. We looked at a couple different options per their request. We have some concerns with that crossing. At that crossing, you get quite a bit of debris, so you obviously want to build a pretty tall bridge to let that stuff go underneath it, or Randy's going to have a big nightmare. You could easily wrap up $1 million in that project. Now, MoDOT will allow you to 3 years in the hole without really complaining. They will allow counties that ask them nicely and kind of lobby to them a little bit to go further in the hole. Some counties have gone 10, 20 years in the hole for major projects. So if you wanted to go to Round Mountain Road, what we would do is we would execute this soft match trade, and then we would basically write a letter requesting the program that and requesting MoDOT to allow you to go into the hole the full $1 million, which puts you 8 to 9 years into the hole, and then pay that basically back. At the same time, they have what's called an emergency clause, which basically, if you go out to a project, let's say you have a bridge over Bee Creek, I don't even know if there's one eligible over Bee Creek, and MoDOT comes out through their inspections and they close it down, then MoDOT allows you to go through the emergency clause and go into the hole indefinitely to replace a bridge that's been closed due to an emergency. This happens sometimes in some of the agricultural-driven communities where they have a lot of farm. Combine hits a bridge, an old truss knocks it down, things like that. The emergency clause comes into effect. So that's something to keep in mind. Coon Creek is a bridge that's always been talked about. That's probably going to be close to about $600,000 by the time you get done doing that correctly. So you can afford the Coon Creek Bridge if you did all these trades. What I'm going to pass out right now, I forgot to give you one of these, Randy, I apologize. I'll give you this one first. Basically, MoDOT goes out and they look at all of your bridges that you have, and you have eligible bridges. Eligible bridges are ones that come back in the rating. They're fully eligible for replacement if they're less than 50% on their health rating. If they're 50 to 80%, you're allowed to rehab them. What they do is they take the square footage of those bridges, multiply it by a standard number that they have, which they kind of compile everybody's bids from across the state and come up with an estimated total project cost. This is construction cost dollars. If you look down here, you have Taney County. As of your last bridge inventory, this is all of the eligible bridges. And then you can look over there, you have your estimated total project cost. For example, Veterans Boulevard, which is in the city of Branson, shows up on yours, even though it's a city bridge. It just shows up in here, $1.9 million. It's a pretty big project. We go down here to Crane Creek Road. That one's fully eligible because the sufficiency rating is lower than 50, and that has an estimated project of about $186,000. So that gives you an idea of what bridges you have that are eligible that you could do. In dealing with the county over the years, I don't think there's been two projects that's been talked about as much as the Round Mountain Road and the Coon Creek Road, though, just to be honest with you. So those might be what you want to spend your money on, depending on how far you'd like to go into the hole. I think you could easily do the Coon Creek Road pretty well immediately. The Round Mountain, we just have to get approval through MoDOT to do that. When we looked at it prior, we had three or four different alignment options, but that was somewhat driven by Castle Rock, who was the developer on the far side, was going to pay for part of that. We would probably look at that, want to look at that one more time to see if there might be a cheaper alternative for the alignment, because the alignment was somewhat benefit Castle Rock at the time. Both projects that have been talked about are very beneficial to the county, and you've got the money in place to move forward, I think, with either one. Definitely, without really hardly even having to talk to MoDOT, other than just program the thing to do the Coon Creek, and probably to do the Round Mountain with a little bit of creative lobbying to them. The bridges listed that are eligible are your bridges. Low water crossings are eligible. Both those projects are low water crossings. They are not a current bridge. So basically we have a standardized letter that says this is a low water crossing. Does not fit a bridge rules, i.e. opening is 20 feet, a continuous opening. Or if it's multiple pipe, it's pipe that are set where there's 20 feet from the start of the first pipe to 20 feet of the last pipe, and you have no more than one half pipe diameter spacing in between said pipes. Neither one of these fit that bill that are not being inspected currently. So we would just write a letter that basically just said, this is not a bridge today. Our final project will be a bridge. Will you let us use BRO money to pay for it? Doing these in Polk County, Douglas County, Howe County right now. Do you have any questions on the BRO and how that works? A little bit discombobulated here this morning.
Can a person, we have capital improvement line item, can a person, can the county use part of the, if they have some money to put toward this rather than going in the hole? Is that using 80-20 plus the salt tanks?
You can. You can easily do that if you want to avoid going in the hole. Again, I reiterate, the emergency clause exists. If you're in the hole, which Taney County's been in the hole before many, many years, if you're in the hole and it gets canceled tomorrow, they take the positive balances in other counties and pay your debt off. There really is very little reason that I can find, other than just personal thought, to not operate in the hole as far as MoDOT will let you go in the hole. I know that kind of goes against common sense, but whenever you deal with the federal government, sometimes you don't always use the most common sense to make the most of the programs.
The Bear Creek Bridge, I think, and I might be wrong about that, maybe it's Fox Street, one of those bridges, it was a BRO-funded bridge, and it was the one that put us in the hole for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And what all that means is that the fact is that you don't receive your BRO monies, those are automatically fall back in for repayment. So that's how we ended up with a good balance, is because after that bridge had been completed, paid for, we didn't do any other bridges. And the fact that we have neighboring counties that had approached us about their BRO monies, I never had considered the other counties away from here, because I felt like the neighboring counties joined us and was beneficial to the Taney County citizens. But they always wanted to do half on the dollar, 50 cents on the dollar. So this one deal here with the one-on-one match is outstanding. I mean, it's an automatic $37.50 revenue stream for us. That takes place just because they want to do one-on-one.
And the reason they're wanting to do it is because that way they don't have to come up. They have more BRO than they do soft.
Yeah, a lot of the county.
So they're just doing it.
Yeah.
They're giving up a little bit of the BRO, but they're not having to come up with any money out of pocket.
Yeah, the way your money breaks out is just square footage of deficient bridge deck. Southern half of the state, especially down around here, we have a lot of low water crossings. Those don't count at all towards getting into your balance. Up north, you get up along Missouri River, you can't build it because it's just black dirt, so everything's a bridge up there. So they get a ton more money in BRO. So they're more.
What county was it?
Schuyler County?
Schuyler.
Schuyler. Why do I keep saying Schuyler? I'm messing up someone. They're not my client. It's a different engineering firm that we work with, some that's from the northern part of the state, who approached us after we had talked a little bit at CCAM, I'm sorry, at MAC. Uh-huh. And they kind of came by and said, do you know of any counties that might be willing to do this? And I said, well, I've talked to a couple of commissioners at MAC, and they said that they might be willing to do some trading. What are you willing to offer? And then they came back with this.
And again, the benefit for them is they're not having to come up with cash.
Yeah. If you can pay for a bridge with just SoftMatch and BRO, it's $0 of real money out of your bank account.
Oh, one thing I would like for him to do before we would enter into anything like that or consideration, is contact our neighboring counties and see if there would be any possibility that they might want to do something like that, if you would say Ozark, Douglas, or Stone, and see if they would be, say, on that much of a match, if they would be willing to do something like that. Because I do feel that we have neighboring counties that are beneficial to Taney County's road system, just like we're beneficial mm-hmm. to theirs, because whenever they exit their dirt roads or base roads, whatever, and enter our county to where we can chip and seal, and it's beneficial to them. So if you don't, I guess the question is, are we interested? And I'm saying yes.
I'm interested, yes, yeah. No brainer.
But
now MoDOT does not really want to let somebody trade negative BRO dollars for SoftMatch.
Right.
You kind of have to be in the positive. Douglas and Stone purchased there from Greene County to do their current projects and put themselves in the hole. In this. Ozark, though, Greg Donnelly may be interested, so I'll call Greg and talk to him. I know that the amount that Greg would probably be interested in would probably fall within that 2-to-1 trade or maybe 1-to-1, but you could easily do this trade and have more than enough left over to do an additional trade with somebody like Ozark County. The projects that he's looking at doing are in the $300,000 ballpark range, so he's going to need about $75,000 in soft match. You could do two of these $75,000 trades and have plenty left over.
Right, but I'm interested in the one-on-one where we make money.
Oh, yes.
That's my interest, and if they would be interested in a percentage even more than the 2-to-1, maybe say 25. You see what I'm saying? But it would be a beneficial thing to our county. That's where mm-hmm. the only reason I'm looking at the neighboring counties to do that, if it means dollars in our pocket to go north and they offer more, I'm all for that. But I would like for the neighboring counties, because they've approached us before. It's not like that they haven't approached us and we just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to build up because we thought of these particular projects that you have mentioned here. The Round Mountain project is ever since I've been here, and I'm sure way before
before that we were.
And then the Coon Creek deal, when the flood came and swept the whole bridge, basically culverts, but it took it completely out, and it was an emergency situation that we get it put back.
Even now, in a big rain, it's closed.
Yeah, so those are.
Either one of those, do you have any preference of which one, or I don't think we can handle both, but it would be nice if we could.
No, I don't have any preference, but I would like to do the...
Find out which one's more heavy traffic.
Right now, Coon Creek would hands down.
Yeah.
Ground Mountain doesn't have near the traffic. I mean, and both of them have school buses going across, so I mean, it's that right there in itself would be a priority. I mean, Branson...
The other note I will make, you made mention of using your capital improvements to pay for part of it. My advice would be to, if I was going to try to use my capital improvements money to make a bridge improvements, I would be tempted to pick one of the other ones off the list that's eligible that you could handle to do the replacement yourself. Spend that money to do the replacement yourself, apply for soft match, get soft match, and then sell the soft match for 50 cents on the dollar for cash to somebody, like Greene County does, which isn't an instant turnaround, but it is some turnaround, or use it to trade for more BRO. That can help you leverage your dollars a little bit better than making the cash match itself.
I see what you're saying.
Because you're going to get 80% of that back. Mm-hmm.
You end up with the benefit of the bridge plus the
soft.
Plus 80% of what you spent on it.
Yeah.
Basically, you build a bridge, we trade a bunch of Monopoly money, and then somehow the federal government gives you the green light to build another bridge, and they pay for it. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
Can also part of your 20% match, can, like the road approaches part of that, can that
yes.
be applied toward the, I mean, we can do in-house.
Yes and no. Yes, you can to the program. The no kicker is it has to be approved by MoDOT on a case-by-case basis. It is approved at the local level, i.e. Beth and Springfield District. So we would just document to them that you can do that, which you've shown that before. Heck, you've built your own bridges. So that shows that you have the capability to do it, number one. And then number two, we would just have to show that we can document the numbers. It's a lot more paperwork. We've got a gentleman that works for us, Steve Brown. He's completed a couple spreadsheets that just make it very easy. So we do it for a lot of our counties. Ozark County, for instance, just finished one that way. They're in a different district than you, but they did get approval to go ahead and do it that way. We just have to get approval from MoDOT for you to do the in-kind as your match. But that is definitely doable. It just takes a little bit of showcasing to MoDOT that you have the ability to. Number one, and then number two, reassuring MoDOT that they are not going to have to do the additional paperwork involved, that we can do that pretty efficiently.
The part I'm talking about is if, like the Round Mountain Bridge, the structure would be contracted and the whole entire structure would be built, but the fill, roadway, that portion of it would be our part of the project.
If you're talking doing that, let's just say a 300-foot bridge, 300-foot bridge, you're probably talking contractor costs going fill face to fill face of around $750,000, which brings it back into the realm of right about where you could be at if we did some trading around.
The estimated cost as the Castle Rock project, and then we've had another company that approached us about a half, 50-50,
mm-hmm.
and one was $1 million. And the other one was $900,000, and we even got down into the $800,000 estimates on that. Now, doing the Round Mountain project has dual purpose, and that dual purpose is it eliminates the fact that when water goes across there, it is a definite hazard to school buses. There's school buses that travel that bridge. Then in the summertime, we've had a definite problem there with out-of-state partiers and stuff that are blocked the bridge, and we've had numerous complaints come into the county about that. And if we had a different approach to leave that part of it out of it, then we eliminate that problem. There's been sheriff's call after sheriff's call because of that little narrow bridge and partiers and people on that bridge that. But if you had something up to where you went right straight across, well, then it eliminates because they go down there and party it next to the water where it runs over. The other one, the Coon Creek deal, I mean, it, as you said, it's an emergency situation when we get it, water over it and a flooded area. It's, well, Randy, we'll find out what the new traffic count is, but it is a significantly used bridge, and you say both of those are on the
prime. I think both. I know Round Mountain's on the Transportation Board, at least has been. It is one of the members brought forth when they brought forth their number of projects, and it's one that's on there. So
anyway,
I believe the Coon Creek is too. I mean, the only we've already done. I know Coon Creek itself is on there, but we've already done the intersections each end, but we've never been able to. We've done the overlay ourselves through the center, but
We've never been able to do the structure. That's the last piece on that that really needs to be, as far as the safety issue.
I guess the most important question is how many...
Well, which one? Which one are you talking about just now?
Concrete.
Okay.
How quick would the decision have to be made with this county that's wanting to do the one-on-one?
They've called me twice this week to know if we would be interested. They're pretty, they're chomping at the bit to get their project's ready for bid. And they need this, so this one-to-one trade needs, they want a decision as soon as possible. As far as picking out a bridge to do.
We don't have to have a bridge to do to make the trade.
No, we
just need to go ahead and make that trade. If you check with the other two counties and see if Ozark County and Mr. Donnelly has approached me, and I think he's approached you too, Brandon, the big commissioner from over, if they would want to do a one-to-one, mm-hmm. we'll give them the opportunity because they're neighbors. If they don't, well, let's go ahead and consider this other.
And I'll call Greg as soon as we're done with this meeting. I'll call him on his cell. And I think that even if he does, you should probably have plenty to do both trades if you want to. Depends on how much you would want. But I think that even if he kind of maxed out on his dollars that you would need, I think you would have enough to do both easily. You've got a lot of soft match.
Yeah, and we've done that on purpose. We've turned down other people that have approached us so we could get that build up so we could do a major bridge. So.
And as far as how the program works to move forward once you do select a bridge, depending on the size of the project, both these projects would fall under what they call the LPA on-call services contracts. MoDOT has gone through and they had all the consultants submit our qualifications to MoDOT and basically our references and how many bridges we've done, things like that. They identified consultants that were able to do these. Great River's one of those consultants. Basically, you can use the on-call contract. Just say, I want to do a project through the on-call contract. We fill out the contract and the paperwork. We have to meet a DBE goal, and it's highly recommended we try to meet a DBE goal. We put all that together, we come down and present it to you. That satisfies all state and federal regulations, Brooks Act, because we have been vetted by the federal government, Federal Highway, and by MoDOT. ACEC, the Engineers Council that goes over engineering selections, also on that board to help make those selections. So basically, if you pick somebody that's on the list for that, which Great River's on the list for all items involved, there's five lists total. We're on all five. That's structures, which are bridges. That's roads, which is the approach road work, construction inspection, trails and sidewalks, and transportation engineering. We put all that together. As long as the total design and construction cost on the engineering fee is under $100,000, you can pick off of that list. Because over $100,000, you have to go out. You have to advertise on MoDOT's website to use their money and local newspaper and go through a selection process. You're always welcome to do that, but if you want to expedite it / save on paperwork, you can just select Great River off of that on-call. Both these projects should be under $100,000 with full-time inspection, to be honest with you, because they're not massive. $1 million is a big project, but it's not a monumental project by any means. On those, you would select, say you selected us, we put that together. It'd take about 4 to 6 weeks to get through MoDOT to get all the approvals to go into the whole selection kind. We'd handle all the paperwork on that. We'd get the green light to start design. We'd start design. It would probably take close to 9 months to a year to acquire right-of-way. If you have to purchase right-of-way purchase can be covered through the BRO, so it's not kind of out of pocket against you. Additionally, all engineering and design fees would be covered under BRO, so again, that would not come out of your pocket. We'd get through the design, get all the permitting and such in place, get approval from MoDOT to bid the thing. We'd probably be talking about bidding it about this time next year and start construction. Typically, they start around May, June is whenever big construction season starts for bridges, about that time, 2016. Give you a timeline on it. I'm just looking at round mount. Coon Creek might be a little bit faster because Round Mountain, you're talking about doing a different alignment. Coon Creek, you're going to stay pretty close, if I remember right. So Coon Creek would probably be a little bit faster. You still have to wait on permits and such like that, but you're not going to have as many right-of-way potential hiccups.
I've got a question for you, and it's, yes, I don't know whether you want to answer it or not. I've asked other engineering firms about this hard and soft match monies, and I had one of them tell me up there at the same meeting that we didn't have that much, and I didn't know whether that is a standard amount or if you had to dig in deeper to come up with these numbers.
These numbers are published by MoDOT. I can show you on the web. Basically, MoDOT publishes these numbers. Your numbers as of the end of the year last year are this current number.
Okay. All right.
They publish.
I'm just saying that.
At the CCAN meeting, don't they give us this handout every year of what our road funds are?
Mm-hmm. And there's a class that has to be taken by the commissioners, and these two commissioners have volunteered to take that class. It's, two or three hours or something like that.
Yeah, I will tell you, you must stay the whole time. The original class was 9 hours, or 8 hours. Mm-hmm. Spencer went to the original one, skipped out 15 minutes early, and they made him go back to the four-hour short one.
But anyway, at the short one, this is a 3 or 4 hour deal. They told us that up there, so.
At least one member of the commission or paid employee of the county has to go. I recommend, it's a pretty easy thing. You don't have to take a test or anything. You just have to kind of sit through it. But you gain a pretty good understanding of the BRO if you have the time available to do that. I'm not sure when their next scheduled ones are.
It's the same time as ours.
God.
Yeah, he's wrong.
But let's reschedule this for a decision on this.
Find out. Yeah. The information Danny asked you to find.
Yes,
out.
I will.
I do want to get Frank involved if we're going to do any sort of contract with another county.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then get it back on schedule and get things here.
Yep. What I'm going to leave with you, I've got multiple copies of it. If you decide to do this, then I would just need two ink copies, so that way I can send two ink copies to them. But this is the letter that is standard use. Basically, it just says, exchange of BRO funds for soft mesh credits addressed to both the MoDOT liaisons. Got their county letterhead on it. They sign their section. It says, county commission requests to directs MoDOT to transfer $75,000 of BRO funds to Taney County. You sign, all three commissioners sign down here. Taney County Commission requests and directs MoDOT to transfer $75,000 for soft mesh credits to the other county.
Is that a standard form from MoDOT?
Yeah. Well, this is from a consultant, but this is all of it. There you go. There's a bunch of copies of it again.
Perfect.
Just need two ink copies. You have my card. Call me if you have any questions anytime. My cell phone's on there. Glad to talk. Explain any questions you may have on the BRO. I speak for Missouri Department of Conservation. They have me come and talk to a couple of classes on that, too. So hopefully I know what's going on. I've done about 100 of them so far. So we haven't had any issues on them.
Appreciate you coming by and just telling me.
Thank you.
Talking with all of us.
Thank you.
Do you want this back?
Yeah. Thank you again, sir.
Yeah.
Jason, thank you, sir.
Yep. Anytime. I will call Greg and I will call Randy and leave him a message.
Okay. And you can have Greg call me too if you want to, because we've had this discussion at their commission meetings several times.
Yeah.
And I'll just, I'll just tell him.
Oh, yeah. Well, see what he offers,
Yeah.
They step up to the plate. Thank you again.
All right.
Thank you.
The last item on my list is road petitions or petitioned roads. I've got a lot of them that have been petitioned, 2-3 subdivisions. You guys have any idea when you want me to? I have several. I still have to go do a road review and videotape. And when do you want to look at those, consider those?
You would have to, Randy, bring us a cost evaluation on what it costs, the traffic counts, the number of people it serves. You've made a presentation before to us that helped us make a decision that we could explain to the public. We didn't have a last time we considered those roads, we had a whole room full of people here that wanted their roads taken in, and we did with how we explained it and everything. See it right on the board was a good thing.
How long
so,
did it take you to get that stuff ready?
I'm gonna at least need 2-3 weeks yet to finish up.
That's what I was.
I've got about 40 some different roads, and at that, the last time I had 25, and it took 3 hours to go through.
Do you hear me? Huh? I said. So the question is, when do you want to go through the road positions?
Well, let's
get it done.
Month.
Yeah.
We'll just get it done, and then come back to us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna try to work on get them all the reviews done we've got to date. Some of them you already heard, and
some of those that are outrageous cost for the number of people that it serves, you can eliminate your road administrator, you can eliminate those yourself, but we would like to at least have the name of it and the mileage,
okay,
you know, on those.
Information, yeah.
Right.
Well, I'll just bring the reviews of all them and give you a cost estimate and all that, and you'll have all that information within the road review, and okay. So I'll bring them up sometime in February.
And our road contracts with the other counties, that all worked out well. But Stone County wasn't interested in where we still have to go across them and do
that. Yeah, Stone County was the only one, and really they would have benefited, but at that time they didn't want to do it right now. So I don't know if they had other plans or whatever. So right now we have two, Ozark County and Boone County.
Boone County, Arkansas. And any of those that saves the county dollars, which is never, just seems to never be publicized, always get criticism for something we try to do to be good stewards of the monies, would like to bring those forward if we can save by having to cross and into Arkansas and come all the way back to a little county road, or if we have to go across into Stone County for any distance to do those same things. So bring those to us and we'll consider them.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Ready to go up?
You guys want to keep that map?
I don't need it.
It's just information.
Yeah.
No, I don't need it. Okay. I want to get a survey.
All right.
Okay, I guess we'll recess to move this upstairs for our daily staff review.
Yeah.